Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore from November 2014, Selena led a full moon ritual of spiritual healing for others, self, and the planet Earth.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to WSI-sponsored Pagans Tonight Radio Network. Come explore new...
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to WSI-sponsored Pagans Tonight Radio Network. Come explore news, information, entertainment, and ideas from a pagan point of view around the globe. Tune in every night for interviews and lively discussions on current events, philosophies, traditional and not-so-traditional practices, DIY projects, the who's who and what's what of our growing pagan community right here on Blog Talk Radio in English and now in Spanish.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we join together in a full moon healing ritual. If you are in a place where you can pull a few items together for this ritual, I invite you to do so now. A piece of paper and a pen for noting down names of those you know who have healing needs. If you have a candle, that would be wonderful to light. If you have a cup or a bowl and can put some water in that, that would be also great to have as part of our ceremony. If you are not able to physically have these items, you can use your imagination when we get to the part where we'll be working with them. This full moon healing ritual is drawing on ways of working with spiritual healing grounded in the circle craft tradition. There are a variety of different healing methods that are in the realm of spiritual healing. In the circle craft tradition, we work with the image of a sacred circle. We work with sacred directions. And when we do healing work on or near the full moon, we also draw upon our sacred connections with the moon in that phase as part of our work. In the full moon healing work that I have been doing over the years, circles typically include calling on the sacred and attuning to it, and then doing some healing work for ourselves. Healing work for loved ones, for others that we know who have healing needs. And the third part of the spiritual healing work is doing healing for the planet. Sometimes it is a particular aspect of the community of life on planet Earth. Sometimes it is general, sometimes it is both. Spiritual healing works with the concept that within each of us there is a sacred dimension that is more than our bodies, more than our minds, more than our will, more than our emotions. It's our soul. It's the divine within us. And it's that part of ourselves that survives us in this incarnation. It's that part of us that connects with others and is something that infuses the different aspects of healing. We work with a five-element system rooted in ancient Greek paganism and healing traditions. The earth for the physical body and physical healing. The air for cognition and mental healing. The fire for vitality and energy healing. Stamina. Water for emotional healing, relationships. Spirit for spiritual healing that connects all these other forms of healing together. In directions, we have an association of the earth with the north, the air with the east, the fire with the south, the water with the west, spirit in center. But in addition to having a sacred circle, we work with the sacred sphere. So in the center, there's also the direction of above, the direction of below. And at that point of centeredness, the direction of within, the direction that is around. So prepare to take a journey with me and with the others that also are joining in tonight by listening live on internet radio, listening through call-ins. And we also want to include in our circle tonight those who will be listening later. For when we do healing work together, we go into a dimension that's beyond time, beyond space. And may the healing work that we do together help us, help others, help the planet in the greater circle of nature, of which we are all part. Let's begin by taking some deep, slow breaths. Breathing deep, exhaling, dispelling what we don't need to have in the way of process with ourselves. Let go of fatigue, distractions, And as you breathe in relaxation and focus. Breathing out, release what you don't need to have present. And as you continue to take some deep, slow breaths, experience yourself not only getting relaxed, but having greater access to the healing wisdom that's within you and within the larger circle of life of which we are a part. I invite you now to connect with the sacred, with divinity and divinities, with the divine as you work with the divine in your own personal practice. Divine as goddess, divine as God, divine as God and goddess, divine as pantheon of divinities, divine as nature spirits, divine as elementals, divine as ancient ones, divine as sacred place, divine as ancestors, divine as spiritual guides, divine as sacred dimensions of many forms of nature, divine unity, divine as love, divine as well-being, divine as compassion, divine as peace. In the next few moments of quiet, using whatever name or names of the divine that is central to your own spiritual practice, invite the divine to be with you, to guide you, to aid you in our ritual tonight, and to aid us in working together for spiritual healing on this full moon night. Divine as one, divine as many, divine that's within us and around us, we call to you and honor you. We invite you to be with us tonight as we work together to bring healing and greater well-being for ourselves and our lives, to bring healing and greater well-being for loved ones, for others in need, as we bring healing and well-being for community, for country, for planet, for circle of nature. Let us attune to the divine and to each other with this sound, singing this note or one that harmonizes. And together we call the sacred elements and directions to be part of this rite, to guide us, to aid us in different aspects of healing work. Turning and facing the north, powers of the north, powers of the earth, come. Bless us, bless others, bless the planet with physical healing and well-being. Blessed be. And in like fashion, we turn and face the east. Powers of East, powers of Air, come. Bless us, bless others. Bless the planet with mental healing and well-being. So mote it be. And facing south, powers of South, powers of Fire, come. Bless us with vitality, increase our stamina. Bless us with energy, healing, and well-being. Bless others with energy, healing, and well-being. Bless the planet with energy, healing, and well-being. So mote it be. And facing west, powers of west, powers of water, come. Bless us, bless others, bless the planet with emotional healing and well-being. So mote it be. And in the center, we experience the convergence of the physical, the mental, the energetic, the emotional, in the spiritual. We call from above the powers of moon and sky and universe. To bless us, to bless others, to bless the planet and beyond. With spiritual healing and well-being. And from the direction below, we honor and call to the spirit, a place where we are, the spirit of the land, the spirit of the planet, to bring healing and well-being to us, to others, to the community of life on planet Earth and beyond. So mote it be. And in the center we call the power of spirit. We call the power of soul. We call the power of harmony. Great Spirit, bless us, bless others, bless the planet and beyond with spiritual healing and well-being. With love, compassion, peace, wellness, balance. So mote it be. Envisioning now a sacred sphere of light around us, connecting with that divine light around us as well as within us. Knowing whenever we have need to realign and center, we can imagine that sphere of light around us to aid us in our work. Sacred sphere, sacred circle, sacred sphere, sacred circle, sacred sphere, sacred circle of healing, of well-being. So be it. And now into the center of our circle, we align with the full moon. We hold up our cup, our chalice, our vessel of water. We connect with the moon, whether physically visible or not, the illuminating disk of light, full moon shining bright. The full moon, that's wisdom, that's magic. We imagine that disk of light above us with moonbeams of healing, of power, of life flowing down into the chalice, into the water. We draw down the moon in this sacred chalice, in this sacred cauldron, this sacred vessel. We set it before us as a reminder of our connection with this sacred time, this sacred sphere. with healing and wellness that's within and beyond. Full moon, we call to you. Full moon, we honor you. Full moon, we call to you. Full moon, we honor you. Full moon, we call to you. Full moon, we honor you. Bless us. Bless others. Bless the planet with our right tonight. So mote it be. And now finding a comfortable place to sit. We resonate with the power of the elements and the moon for healing. For healing ourselves. We begin by getting a sense of our own personal needs. Naming those needs. What healing, what greater wellness do we ask for ourselves? What are our physical needs? As you name those needs, imagine a beautiful green light emanating from the cup before you. Fountaining out, filling the sphere in which each of us are. Visualizing vibrant green light. And as you breathe in and out, letting that image flow to wherever it is needed in your own physical body. Green, growth, abundance, good health, nutrition, focus on being one with the green radiance. Let it flow wherever it is needed. To bring balance. To to enhance wellness, to comfort, to heal. Blessed be. And now you absorb as much of that green light as you sense it's appropriate for you. And the rest flows back into the chalice, which now starts emanating a beautiful golden yellow light, fountaining out, filling the sphere around you. As you continue to take some deep, slow breaths, drawing in the golden yellow light to bless your mind, your mental realm. Pay attention to what thoughts come to you as you draw in and resonate with the golden yellow light. Focus on some aspect or several that are needs in the realm of mental healing. And let the golden yellow light and your focus on that clear your mind. Distractions, concerns, distorted thinking. Let it uplift your spirits and remind you that it is possible to be more aware of your thinking, of your self-talk, of things that flow through consciousness, and that you can let thoughts flow rather than being stuck with any thought, and that you can fill your mind, as we do now, with thoughts of well-being, of optimism, of good mental health. Be one with the gold and yellow light. Absorb as much as you need and want. And then let the rest of the golden light return to the chalice. And now, emerging from the chalice is a beautiful red light of energy, of vitality, a vibrant red. A beautiful red, a bright red apple. And you draw that into yourself to empower yourself, to aid you in developing your own abilities to be a full participant and personal healing and transformation. Experience the power within you as you resonate with the beautiful red light. Realize that you have the ability to draw to you what is needed for healing and well-being for yourself, to activate within you creativity to enhance it, to enhance your stamina, your ability to find solutions to problems, your ability to dispel stress and to be centered yet energized in day-to-day life. Breathe in and drink in the vibrant red light, taking what you need, then letting the rest flow back into the chalice. The chalice now glows with a beautiful blue light. It fountains out, and you now start resonating and drawing that into you. And this beautiful blue light washes over you and flows in you for emotional healing and well-being. And as it is flowing and swirling around you, be aware of resentment, of bad feelings, sadness, other negativities that have been part of your process, and as you call each to mind, let the blue light flow through you and around you and dispel it, wash it away, letting go of hatred, letting go of fear, letting go of grudges and resentment, dispelling, releasing. Let the blue light wash over you, wash within you, around you, swirling, cleansing away negative emotions, negative residue that has been part of past and present, just dissolving it away. The light of blue, radiant healing continues to flow with you and around you and in you, above you, below you. And as it does, it also nurtures you. Focus on that blue light. Glow with the blue light. Let peace and love, comfort, be at your core now and in the times to come. Let joy fill your heart. Hope and understanding of love. An understanding of emotional peace and well-being. Feeling comfort and connections with others that are joining together, resonating with the blue light. Taking in as much of that beautiful color as you wish and as you need, to aid you now and in the times to come for greater emotional healing and well-being. Letting the rest of the blue light flow back to the chalice. And now a radiant white light flows out, flows in you, flows around you, swirling, blending the green light of physical healing, the golden yellow light of mental healing, the vibrant red light of energetic healing, the beautiful blue light of emotional healing, blending them together along with all the colors of the rainbow in a radiant white light, the spectrum light, the light of stars. Spiritual healing and wellness. Balance. Wholeness. In the next few moments of quiet, as you resonate with the radiant white light within you and around you and the sacred sphere, draw in what you would like, what you sense you need for integrity, self-confidence, empowerment, radiance, balance. And give thanks. And the rest of the wonderful light from the chalice flows back in, yet you retain within you a good balance of body, mind, energy, emotions, and soul, spirit. Knowing that with these colors and with this way of working with healing, you can do alignments in day-to-day life to enhance healing and well-being. Walk in balance, be of service, be well. And now we again focus on the chalice as a symbol of the moon that's with us, that is above us, that can enhance healing work. With paper and pen, or if you prefer some electronic means, in the next few moments of quiet, letting the sound of your own slow, centered, healing breath, and the sound of the singing bowl that I play at the top of the paper or form where you are doing healing work for others, do the affirmation, healing and wellness to those named here. And then in the next few moments, write down a name, and as you do, pause a few moments and imagine that one receiving healing. And we will do that for several minutes as I play the singing bowl, by naming those in need and focusing a few moments on each. We send out a fountain of healing light with all the colors of the rainbow resonating and sparkling in their white radiance, letting rays of the healing light fountain out the chalice to each that we name, to each who have stated their own healing request in social media, in other ways, to me, to Circle Sanctuary. We send now, under the light of the full moon, in this sacred circle, a grand fountain of light with rays of light going out to all who request this, all who are in need, all who we name as we write down their names or silently speak their names or whisper their names or sing their names. Healing to those named. Healing and wellness to all in need. Healing and wellness to all in need. Healing and wellness and all in need. Healing and wellness to 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 all in need. We envision that beautiful fountain of healing light now with many rays of light fountaining out and going to each named, to each who have written a request, that's spoken a request, that has asked for healing in this rite on this night. Healing to dispel disease. healing to bring comfort and ease. Healing to dispel disease. Healing to bring comfort and ease. Healing to dispel disease. Healing to bring comfort and ease. Wellness. 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 Growing in wellness. Strengthening wellness. Wellness in body. Wellness in mind. Wellness in stamina. Wellness in emotions and relationships. Wellness in soul. Healing and wellness to all in need on this night of the full moon and in the times to come. So mote it be. And we conclude our healing and wellness working together by envisioning planet Earth as a beautiful blue-green world, circling the sun. We imagine radiant light from that chalice we've had, a symbol of moon, now radiating and flowing to the planet as a whole, joining the envisionings of others taking part in this rite tonight and at other times. We envision a beautiful radiant light glowing from within and around the planet. Peace, healing, well-being for the community of life on planet Earth. Peace, healing, and well-being for the community of life on planet Earth. Peace, healing, and well-being for the community of life on planet Earth. So mote it be. And now in the next few moments of quiet, as you continue to hold the image of planet Earth as a whole, glowing with that light and having that intention activated that we have worked together to express. Let a word, a phrase, a message come to you about something that you can do to bring about more healing and well-being to some part of planet Earth, to the planet as a whole. Pay attention to what comes to you in the next few moments of quiet. Each of us can make a difference in our own lives, in the lives of others, in the life of the community of nature on planet Earth and beyond. Let us carry from this circle that awareness, that intention, that guidance. May we be positive agents of healing, change, and well-being now and in the times to come. Blessed be. Powers of North, powers of Earth, we thank you. Powers of East, powers of Air, we thank you. Powers of South, powers of Fire, we thank you. Powers of West, powers of Water, we thank you. Powers of Center, powers of Spirit, powers above, powers below, powers within, powers around, we thank you. Great moon, full moon, we give thanks to you. Continue to be in our lives. Aid us in our spiritual work and learning. Continue to aid us in spiritual healing and well-being that we do for others, that we do for community, that we do for country, that we do for planet, that we do for cosmos, that we do for ourselves. So mote it be. And now, as we conclude this rite, we take the list of names of those who need healing, that have asked for healing, that we've sent healing to. We take that list and we take a candle and we set it above or near the list for a few moments, kindling the candle to continue to reflect on healing and wellness to loved ones. And we take the cup of water that we have worked with tonight. If it feels right to do so, we take a sip of that water, physically taking it into ourselves. And we take some of that water and we pour it somewhere on the earth in a sacred way, outside a doorstep, or pouring it into a flower pot with a favorite plant that's in need of a drink of water. We work with that water as a libation, as a thanksgiving. And as we conclude our rite tonight, let us give thanks to each other. Let us continue to work individually and together for a world with greater peace, comfort, joy, healing, well-being. For those in need, for ourselves, for the circle of life, the circle of nature, here on this planet and beyond, now and in the times to come. So mote it be. Our rite is ended, but it has begun a new chapter in our way of understanding and connecting with spiritual dimensions, with healing, with well-being. In the days and nights to come, taking time to be aware of additional guidance, insights that come to our awareness that's connected with this rite. Insights about healing, insights about evolving our way of being in day-to-day life, messages, possibilities, making a note of things that come to us, and having a plan to integrate it in life's path in a way that is appropriate for us as individuals and for us as part of a greater collective whole. So mote it be. The rite is ended. There's the opportunity to continue the work, each in our own way. Bright blessings of the full moon, of the sacred circle, of the sacred sphere. We take a bit of that sacred circle and sacred sphere into our awareness, into our lives, to guide us and bless us now and in the future. Blessed be, many blessings. And now,
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.